Thank you for calling Delta Dental for AARP Dental Insurance Plan.
Para continuar en español, marque 8.
To get started, please say, I'm a dental provider, or I'm an insured member.
Member.
Member handbook materials and ID cards are available to view and print at myaarpdental.com. Physical mailings of the member handbook and ID cards are delayed 4 to 6 weeks due to an operational issue.
I see you're calling from the phone number 970-235-0470. To get started, what's the date of birth of the person you're calling about?
4/25/53.
Please note that any eligibility or benefits information provided is not a guarantee of payment. This member is eligible under a Delta Dental PPO plan. You can say repeat that or press 1. Billing and payments, 2. Benefits, 3. Claims and estimates, 4. Or more options, or press 5. Sure. Your last payment of $856.44 was received on July 27, 2023. Your account is paid in full and no payment is due at this time. Say repeat billing summary, here payment address, or automatic payments. You can also say main menu, or if you're done, feel free to hang up.
Representative.
You'd like to speak with a representative, is that right?
Yes.
Please hold while we transfer you to a representative. Please note that your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling Delta Dental Insurance Company, administrator of the AARP Dental Insurance Plan. This call will be monitored and recorded for quality purposes. Verification of coverage is not a guarantee of benefit. Actual plan coverage and benefit payment is determined when your claim is received. You may be selected to complete a survey immediately following your call. Please hold, and a member service representative will be with you shortly. The AARP Dental Insurance Plan website allows you to make premium payments, update your payment information, manage auto payment, change payment frequency, and much more. Ask your representative for more information or simply visit www.deltadentalins.com/AARP to register for an online account. There is now the option to make your premium payment over the phone in the IVR without having to speak to an agent. Ask your agent for additional information.
Thank you for calling. This is speaking. How can I help you today?
Hello. My name is...
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you far away.
You can hear far away?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to take that to mean you can hear me okay. Are you at home? You working from home?
Yes, I am. Do you have the call on a speakerphone?
I do, yes.
That's why.
Okay.
Now,
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
May I please have your enrollee ID or your AARP member ID?
Sure. Before I do that, I want to tell you that at the start of the call, you told me your name, and I was unable to understand what you said. Would you tell me again, please?
D.
All right. Will you spell that, please?
D as in Delta, E as in Echo, E as in Echo.
D-E-E. Did I get that
yes.
right? All right, D. All right. And will you tell me your last name or not?
We're not giving out last name. I can give you the first letter A.
So your first letter of your last name is A, but you won't tell me your last name. Do I have that right?
Correct.
All right. And you're working from home. Very good. All right. And you want my ID number, is that right?
Yes.
12006964870-1. Did I go too fast? Do you want me to say it again?
It's okay. I'm trying my best to hear you. Can you please remove the speakerphone so I can hear you better?
My phone skills are not that good. I can hold the phone closer to my mouth. Is this
okay,
any better?
I'm going to try my best.
How about you?
Stay with me one moment.
Maybe it's your phone equipment. I always have my phone on speaker. You're the first one to complain.
No, it's really, really far away. But I'm going to try my best. May I please have your name and your birthday?
Yeah, my name is Phil Rice, and my birthday is 4/25/53.
Thank you.
I want you to know this is the second time I called. The first time I called, this phone system hung up on me.
Okay, I have the account. I see that you've been a member with ARP since 2006. Thank you for that. And with the plan since 2020. Thank you. How can I help you today?
Okay. The other thing I'm going to say is that it's obvious that English language is not maybe your first language, and you don't speak English very well. So I'm going to say your phone equipment is not that good, and your command of the English language is not that good. So your ability to provide customer service is not that good, is what I'm going to say. So I'm going to do the best I can to get customer service from you, but we're working at a disadvantage here. I'm calling because I'm trying to find out about how things stand with my services provided by my dentist this month. I had an appointment on the 4th in which they did an exam. They took x-rays and they had me make an appointment to come back 11 days later, which would have been the 15th and then the 16th. And on the 15th, they put on a crown. They told me that they thought that the crown was going to be a one-day service, but it turned out they changed their mind and said, no, this is going to have to be a temporary crown. You're going to have to come back. And so as things stand now, there's an appointment to come back on February 2nd to put the permanent crown on. And I've received a statement for which I think is the finalized statement for the services that were provided on the 4th, the x-rays. And I've called a few times and I've talked with people that have told me that your records have been finalized for the services that were provided on the 16th, which were, I'm going to summarize by saying cleaning services. There was a deep cleaning and a few other things. I think you've got your records finalized, but I've not received my statement yet. I think the person I spoke with yesterday said that they thought I would get those any day now. And I've not received anything yet for the services for the crown. I think at the dental office, they told me that it's customary that they don't finalize that until after the permanent crown is put on, which would be right now, the way that stands, after February 2nd. And so I'm wondering if you can confirm, can you see that the records have been finalized for the services that were provided on the 16th? Can you see that in your system?
Let's see. Yes.
And would you be able to make a digital statement that would have been sent to me in the mail and maybe send that to me by email more or less right now so that I could get that right away? I don't have to wait for it to come in the mail. I'd like to have that right now if I could get it.
I can request that it will take 24 to 48 hours.
I don't mean request it. I mean you do it right now.
It will take 24 to 48 hours. If you want to see it, you could go to the website, and you can see the information on the website right now.
On the website, you say?
Yes, I can give you the website address.
Hold on just a minute, please. Go ahead.
Delta Dental.
Go ahead.
INS.
Go ahead.
.com.
Go ahead.
/AARP.
And then press enter.
Yes.
All right, I'm there.
You will need to go to
I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
You will need to go to already enrolled. And you will need to register.
Already enrolled. Quote. Don't tell me. Okay. Username. Oh. register today, okay? Create an online account. Wondering if I may already have one. User type. Select. Provider. Enrollee. So I would be an enrollee, probably?
Yes.
And this would be dentist? No. Delta Care? Or should I just say enrollee and then click next?
Correct.
Okay, try that. All right. Very good. This is enrollee ID. One, two, oh, oh. 696. Four, eight, seven. Dash one. This should be following along. All right, let's try this. Social Security number. Let's try that.
Are you there?
I'm here. I'm trying to get this thing to accept my ID information. It's giving me error messages. So let's see if I can get it to take it. 1200696487. Next. Let's see. And speed this up. I'm trying to double check my typing here. One. Part of the problem is I'm not a good typer.
Ready.
One, two, three. I'm sorry. One, two. Enrollee ID number. It's asking me for enrollee ID number, and I'm typing in your ID number off of my statement, 120069. Is that the right number, do you think?
Yes. After the 69, it's 648701.
All right. Without the dash?
No dash.
All right. 42553. I'm pretty sure I've got my birthday right. For my name, I've got Philip Rice, and I've got no capital letters. Does that matter if it's capital letters or not? Do you know?
Not at all.
All right, so I took it now. That part worked. All right, now, username. What do I want for username? All right, hold on just a second here. I need to write this down. Yet another password. Every time I create a new password, I got to write it down somewhere because I'll forget it if I don't. I hate this.
Are you there?
I'm here, yes. I'm telling you, this thing's making me do a password. I hate passwords.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I do a password, I have to write it down, because if I don't, I'll forget it. All right, username. We're making progress here. Almost done. Registration. All right, so bear with me a second here. Passwords. Save. All right, done. All right, continue. All right, so now I've registered. find a dentist, get a quote, learn about our plans. Together we shine. So what do you want me to do now?
You have to go to claims. And there you will going to be able to see all the claims.
Six tricks, Delta Community Care, freedom to choose, predictable, shop dental plans, brokers, connect with us. I'm still looking here. Quick links, member claim form, grievance form, AARP form. Do I need to keep looking here? I don't see one word that says claims. I'm down at the bottom here. Let me go back. Member claim form, AARP claim form. So these look like they're just going to be blank forms, probably. Healthcare marketplace, dental care providers. I don't see something that I can click on that's going to take me to existing claims. I want to create a new account, shop plans, view my ID card, file or view claims. That would probably be it, huh?
Yes.
All right. Have we met? Log in. Yeah, username, password. All right, username. So I just created that. Password, I just created that. Login. Let's see if it'll let me log in. Okay, yeah, welcome. Get to know your plan, plan ahead, benefits usage, get ID card, find a dentist, benefits usage, first clean, second clean, membership perks, recent visits, here we go. January 16th. Yep, here we go. Now we're getting somewhere. January 15th, crown. January 4th. All right, so I see the three claims. This is what I want. The 15th is the one I want to focus on here now, which is the crown. And so I'm going to click on the button that says details. All right, so now is this giving me the same information that's going to be on the statement when it gets mailed to me, do you think?
Yes, it's the same.
All right.
It's already been, let me see, one out. On January 24, it went out.
All right, 2 days ago, maybe yesterday. So it's presumably it's in the mail on its way to me. Cost summary, submitted fee, that would mean the fee that was submitted from the dentist's office to the insurance company, to Delta Dental. Is that right? What Delta submitted
yes.
to the insurance company? Yes. And then accepted
yes.
fee, meaning this is what the insurance company said, we'll accept this amount, $1,060. Are you looking at this with me as we
yes.
look at this? Yes. This is the amount your dentist agrees to accept as full payment for your dental service. Okay. And then Delta pays is the dollar amount paid by your dental plan, which looks like Delta says they're going to pay 50%. And so presumably my policy says that they agree to pay 50%. If I had a copy of my policy, which I don't, I think Delta Dental is claiming that there's what they call an operational issue, which is preventing them from printing and sending me a copy of my policy. But if they could, I think what they're trying to say is that the policy would say for a crown, my coverage would be that the insurance company pays 50%. Do you think that's right?
I want me to go into benefits. Bear with me one moment.
You need to go into what?
Benefits. Stay with me one moment.
Okay.
2021.
And when you say benefits, what do you mean? Are you looking at what?
Your plan benefits.
But what? Are you looking at something on the internet?
Oh, no. It's in the system.
The system. Is it something
yes,
that I can...
our system, in Turner.
It's something that's not available to me right now? I couldn't be looking at it with you?
Not at this moment, no.
Not right now, okay. So you tell me what you find, right?
Mm-hmm. The service was crowns?
This is a crown, yes.
Yes, 50%.
Okay. All right. So what exactly does it say? Can you read to me what it says? Are you looking like at a chart where it just says there's a column and it just says 50% in the chart? Is that what you see?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
It. Yes.
All right. So is there an expectation then that presumably I'm supposed to pay 50% to the dentist, that's the way this is supposed to work? Presumably the insurance company pays $530 in the form of a check to the dentist. And I remember...
We pay the dentist directly.
I'm sorry. We were both talking at once there, so I didn't hear what you said. Say it again, please.
We do pay the dentist directly.
You said you do pay the dentist directly. Does that mean that you send the dentist a check?
Yes.
So if I ask the dentist, I want to see a copy of a check, that they would be able to produce a canceled check, evidence of payment.
It's up to the dentist's office.
I'm sorry, we're both talking at once. I can't hear you.
It will be up to the dentist's office.
But you think that there actually is a payment made. I heard once when I asked about this that you don't actually send a check, that there's just an agreement that we pretend like you're going to pay them, but what happens is that they agree to charge a lower rate. Some baloney about that, but anyway, your claim is that you actually do pay them $530, and they expect to collect $530 from me or from some other source. Right? But their,
right.
But their fee is, that's the fee that they agree to charge is $1,060. Right?
$1,060.
It says accepted fee. They've agreed that they're going to agree to have a fee of $1,060 for that crown.
In which claim you're looking $1,600?
$1,060. We start at the top. It says they had a submitted fee of $2,339. But then...
Stay with me one moment, please. What service did you have?
All right. Let's go to the very top. It says visit details. We were both looking at the same thing together. Remember?
What is the service date that you're looking at this moment?
January 15th, 2024.
Five. $1,060. I see it now.
Right? January 15th, Crown 2, says your cost, $530. Kazal Kalapur, I probably pronounced that wrong. It's the name of my dentist. They submitted a fee of $2,339. That's presumably their price that they charge for just somebody that doesn't have insurance. But because I have insurance, they agree to lower their price to $1,060. That's the negotiated fee, of which Delta pays half and I pay half. Delta pays $530, and like I say, your statement is that Delta writes out a check for $530 and sends it in. They pay $530. And my statement is, I don't believe that they do, but we'll pretend that they do. Delta pays $530. And then the dentist's office looks to me and says, okay, so you have to pay half, $530. That's what we expect you to pay. That's what this statement says. We each pay 50-50 of the $1,060. That's the negotiated fee for this crown.
Yes.
Can we agree that that's what the statement says, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. And then below that it says cost details, procedures and services on this visit. And again, this is all new to me. I'm looking at this for the first time. Crown porcelain / ceramic tooth 19. I guess every tooth has a number. It says your cost for this procedure, $453.50. And then core buildup, $76.50. Your total cost, $530. So, there's two numbers there, D2740, D2950. The 453 and the 7650. I wonder, bear with me a second. Let me get my calculator here. I'll bet maybe those numbers add up. 453 and 76. Sure enough. So the 453 and the 76, that just adds up to 530. They're just saying that's how they divide up the cost to add up to the $530. So I don't care about how they divide it up. Plan my bill, set up on a pay. All right. Let me try the back arrow. You still there?
Yes.
All right, so hold on. I want to look at the 16th and try visit details. So I've got some questions here, but bear with me. I'm looking at this for the first time, so I want to try and your cause in conjunction. Every one of these has got procedure alerts. Let me start, I guess, at, oh, your cost, $87.50. So there's Delta Dental pays $87.50. What the heck is going on with the $87.50? Submitted fee, accepted fee, Delta Dental pays. Oh, I see. Periodontal scaling and root planning. Four more teeth per quadrant. 305, your quadrant. Delta Dental pay. So on, D4341, periodontal scaling. It really doesn't give me any kind of explanation. It's got in red, procedure alert. Can you explain what procedure alert, what that means, what that's about? There's no explanation that I can see what procedure alert is supposed to mean or what that's about.
What is the service day for that one?
Are you looking at the same thing I'm looking at? Do you see procedure alert?
I'm still in January 15. It doesn't have that.
All right, so you need to get on January 16th now. That's what I'm looking at now.
Okay. Which line you have right now?
All right, so if you look at January 16th, on every line, it's got in red, where you click on it, it says procedure alert. Do you see that?
Not on my end.
You don't see it?
Stay with me. No, it's not showing here. Bear with me one moment.
All right.
Let me go back into it.
All
Now stay with me one moment because that one is not showing on my end as a procedure alert.
So I've got several lines. The first one is D4341 to 123. First three lines say D4341. Next line is D4921. 1, 2, 3, 4. Next four lines are D4921. Are you following along with me? Is that the same thing you've got?
Yes.
All right, and then D4999, 1, 2, 3, 4 times, yes?
Yes.
And then D1206, then D1330, D0. 417, D0418, and then D9210, and then that's all.
Yes.
And every single one of those, right to the right of the dollar amount, has got a exclamation point in a kind of a circle. And to the right of that is the word procedure alert, and it's all in red. It's an error message. Like, you should be aware, be afraid, you know, something to be alerted to. And when I click on it, oh, here it is, procedure alert, sure enough. It says the enrollees program has a limitation of once in 2 year period for this service. This service has already been provided within the frequency period. Therefore, a new service cannot be benefited. The patient is responsible for the amount indicated as your cost for this procedure. And then it says EX727. Now, they explained that to me for the periodontal scaling as something that they said, believe it or not, was only going to apply to three of the four quadrants. They said one of the four quadrants had, some time ago, one of the quadrants, they had denied payment for one reason or another, and because they had denied payment some time ago on one of the quadrants, that they were actually going to pay it this time, and that's the $8,750. That's why they're going to pay the $8,750 now, is because they had denied payment on it, you know, a year and a half ago or whatever it was. And so that's one of the things I thought it might be nice to know what the dates are. What was the date that they did pay some time ago, and what is the date specifically? Can you see? Do you know? Are you able to tell? It says this service has already been provided within the frequency period. And so my question is, when specifically did that happen? And when specifically am I going to be eligible for to have this service provided again? Can you tell me?
No, let's see into treatment. Bear with me one moment. And this is going to be treatment. Forty-three, forty-one. You did it in August 10, 2021. Let me bring up a specialist. Stay with me one moment. I'm going to place it on a brief hold for less than 2 minutes, and I will introduce you to the person. Stay on the line with me, okay?
You said less than 2 minutes. Is that what you said?
Yes. If it's more than 2 minutes, it's because I'm explaining to the person what's going on. Bear with me one moment.
Go ahead.
Sir, thank you very much for patiently holding. I have Latasha on the line. It's especially who's going to assist you from now on.
All right.
Latasha?
Hello. Thank you, Missy. You have a great day.
You're welcome. You're as well.
Hello, Mr. Rice. Thank you for being a valuable AARP member with Delta Dental. May I please have you verify your date of birth and the address on your account?
So it's not enough that I did that with the person that I was speaking to before. I need to do that again. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Only because their phone call is not recorded in with Delta Dentals. So for purposes of verification, HIPAA laws, I have to make sure I verify you on underneath Delta Dentals phone line.
With HIPAA laws. Is that what you're...
Anything I discuss on your... Yes, HIPAA laws. Because if I discuss your... In order for me to move farther to discuss your account with you, I have to make sure I verify with you that you are you before I discuss anything on this account.
And can you tell me a citation of which HIPAA law it is that you're talking about? I'd like to read the HIPAA
this
law.
This is a medical... Right. So your medical information, right... Because if my call was to get audited and I did not verify that you were you and I start discussing your account, right, I have breached laws because I didn't verify that you are you.
All right. So tell me your name, please.
My name is Latasha.
Can you spell that, please?
L-A-T-A-S-H-A.
And so I've asked you your name, and you've given me half an answer. And so can we quit dancing around, and will you tell me your name, please?
sir, I identify to you my first name. That is the name that I can give you. I'm asking to asking you to verify your information with me so I can be able to discuss your account with you, sir.
All right. So what is it that you
want? If you need an identification rep number, I can give you my identification rep number as well.
So tell me whatever it is you're willing to tell me.
If you would like to be able to identify me as far as my identification rep number, I can give you that number. Would you like me to give you that number, sir?
Yes, please.
That number is 680-655.
All right. What is it that you'd like from me?
Thank you, sir. May I please have you verify your date of birth and the address on your account?
My date of birth is 4/25/53. My address is 11268 East Lindvale Drive, Aurora, Colorado.
Thank you very much. And I have an email on the account as phil.rice@mkgapprasal.com, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you. All right, and the representative, Ms. D, said that you need to go over a claim inquiry, correct?
I'm trying to understand the claim that I have. I've actually, I think got maybe three claims. One that I've received in the mail and two that I've not gotten yet. She helped me get onto the Internet, and I'm looking at them on the Internet now. And the reason I'm trying to get this information is that I'd like to understand where things stand before the end of the month. I've asked questions at the dental office, both for the staff that works in the accounting office and my dentist. And I've called the customer service number more than once. And ask questions, and it's just really hard to get a straight answer. I've gotten a lot of answers that I put under the heading of BS, just to be right up front with you. I called this number once, and the automated system hung up on me, so I had to call it again, just to even get started. And so that you'll understand why there's a fair amount of frustration on my part in talking to you. The person that I was speaking with before I spoke with you did not speak English very well, and her phone equipment was not very good. And you're coming through loud and clear, and so I very much appreciate that. And it sounds like English is your first language, and so I can understand you much better, and I very much appreciate that as well. And so I'm hoping that speaking to you goes a lot better than things have gone in the past. And so I don't want to get off to a bad start with you, but I want you to understand that what's gone before you has not gone well. Okay? You understand?
Absolutely. I totally understand. And I'm here to try to assist you the best I possibly can. And I'm hoping to get to a resolution that you would definitely be satisfied with before we end our call today.
All right. Very good. So what I'm looking at right now is the claim for services that were provided. Let me get to the top of this thing. On a visit that was January 16th. Are you able to look at the same thing I'm looking at?
Yes, sir, I am. I am, and I'm actually going into that claim right now. It'd be more than my pleasure to go over any kind of details you need for me to go over with this claim. Give me a second.
All right, good.
Okay. Okay, and is there any particular questions you have dealing with the claim?
All right, so this particular claim, I had just opened this account, and what I told the woman I was speaking with before is that I had not gotten anything in the mail on this before, and so I had talked with one or two people on the phone, and so I knew a little bit about it, but as I said, I was having a hard time getting straight answers. And so what I can tell you is, I'll just give you the basics. I came to an appointment at this office. I changed insurance at the beginning of this year. I'm 70 years old. I have Medicare. I got new Medicare insurance as of the first of the year, and I have supplemental insurance with AARP Dental Insurance of Colorado. And I guess it's the AARP is who you're with. Is that right?
I'm actually with Delta Dental. The plan is set up through AARP, but I'm with Delta Dental Insurance.
Right. That's right. And it's Delta that administers the AARP. At the top of my statement, it says AARP Delta Insurance Plan. And so it's a supplemental plan that works with Devoted, and Devoted Insurance is the Delta, is administered by Delta of Colorado as well. And so I'm not quite sure what to make of the fact that both of my dental plans are with Delta of Colorado. And the one that's with Devoted that comes with Medicare is a really good plan. And so the one that's with the AARP is one that's, I call supplemental. I pay $850, and that's over and above what I get with Medicare. And that's the one that I think you're answering questions about. So I came to, it's a brand new dentist. I had an appointment on January 4th, and they looked me over, did an exam. They took x-rays of my whole mouth. And after they did the x-rays and did the exam, the dentist came and spoke with me and said, all right, now that we've looked you over and looked at the x-rays, this is what we think you need. And they made an appointment for me 11 days later on the 15th, and then the day after that, the 16th. On the 15th, they put in a crown, and on the 16th, they did what they called a deep cleaning and a few other things. On the 15th, the crown, they kind of led me to believe, they didn't come out and make an outright promise, but led me to believe that the crown was going to be done all in one day. That's what I kind of thought was going to happen. And they said there might be a root canal involved, but we'd have to wait and see. It was kind of the way they told me what to expect. So on the 15th, which was a Monday, first appointment, I came, they start doing a lot of drilling and basically said, all right, well, turns out we don't need to do a root canal, but we're not going to be able to do the crown all in one day. We're going to have to send it off to a lab in California, and you're going to have to come back on February 2nd. We'll put the permanent crown on. In the meantime, we'll put a temporary on. And that's the way the crown's going to work. Okay. Next day I came back, they did the deep cleaning. What they told me on the first day, on the 4th, was that my copay for the first day for all those x-rays was going to be zero. They didn't charge me any money for the first day. And that my copay for the crown was going to be zero. That's what they told me on the first day. And my copay for the second day for the deep cleaning was going to be $600 and something. Are you with me so far?
I'm with you. Mm-hmm.
All right. So when I came in for the crown 11 days later, the copay had changed from zero to, I don't know, something like $35. It had gone up, but only by a little bit. And I asked them, well, a crown for $35 sounds like an incredibly low price still, but in 11 days, what changed? And I got what I'm going to call BS for an answer. They had no answer. They mm-hmm. said what I needed to do was call AARP Dental Insurance Plan customer service, and only they could explain it to me. It was something that they changed, and I would have to get my explanation from them. And so I said, okay. And I paid the $35, and I did wind up a day or two later calling this same number that I called winding up speaking to you. And I made mm-hmm. I made a recording of the call. If you wanted to, you could listen to the call. I've got it on the internet, and I could play it for you if you wanted to listen to it. It's a woman who's working from home, and she's got three kids screaming and yelling. It's chaos in the background. And you know what her explanation is? She says, I don't know. I'm guessing it has something to do with the Cirque crown, and this isn't covered and blah, blah, blah. We really won't know until they put the final on there, and they don't finalize the claim. And it was about a 30-minute phone call, and it was just nuts. She didn't know. It was 30 minutes of BS is what it was. So I went back a few days later and asked to speak to the office manager, and she told me that she could tell just by looking at it that the reason for the difference, that the charge, was that the AARP has a rule that they will never pay any more than the other insurance will pay, and that there must have been a difference, that they would only pay as much as the other insurance pays, and that was the explanation. And other people didn't know about that in the office, but she knew about that, and that was the explanation. And I thought, well, yeah, you know, come on. And I didn't believe her for a minute. It's just more BS. And she's very busy. Chaos in the dental office as well. A little bit different than screaming 7-year-olds, but not much different. And I told her, go back and take care of whatever it is you need to. I'll come back later. And so I'm wondering if we're going to be able to look at that other statement. I was looking at that before and figure out why in the world they charge me $35, because your statement says that the amount that I need to pay is $530. But there's no clue as to why I'm supposed to pay $35. There's no explanation in here about that has any bearing, any semblance of what I experienced in the office here as well either. So it's not at all clear to me what the appropriate next move on my part is. Should I just be happy that the amount that I pay is way less than what you show is the amount that I pay is, or what? I do have one specific question, and that is, is it correct to think that this doesn't really get finalized until they put the permanent crown on February 2nd? Do you know how that works?
Absolutely. So I can answer all your questions, and actually there's really no hard answers, I'll be honest with you. So let's start off with your very first day, okay? So the very first day when you went in, you did the x-rays and things of that nature. Unless they are not being truthful with what they're sending in to us, as to what they said that they did, then your prices could be changing, right? Based off of what they're telling you, said that you didn't have to end up paying anything for your x-rays and things of that nature, right? In which case, normally they are correct. But like one of these x-rays that I noticed that they have on here is a CT scan. I don't know if they actually did a CT scan on you or not, but they definitely have that as one of the x-rays that they said that they did on you, which means that absolutely that is not covered at 100% of the plan. So based off of what they sent in to us as what they're saying that they did to you, is going to affect what they are saying, what was done, okay? As far as one thing I would definitely confirm and say is with the office manager that you spoke with both of your plans being maintained with Delta Dental, she's semi-correct with what she's saying. Because they are both being maintained with Delta Dental, essentially that means that you only have one insurance company, not two separate ones, right? So which means Delta Dental is going to pick the better of the two plans to be able to use to pay for your things that you have going on, right? Which that would also explain why I'm looking at some of the things on your claims, that some things are saying it's duplicate this or it was filed on a prior claim and things of that nature, because whatever that other plan is, it's also with Delta Dental. So your treatment history is all runs together because it was with the same company. If it was with an outside company like Cigna, was your other insurance provider or something like that, right? Then those insurance plans can work hand in hand together. But because they are both with Delta Dental, Delta Dental is going to use the better of the two for the services that you're getting done at the time. Does that make sense so far?
Well, what I'm hearing from you sounds like just more BS, but keep going.
and this is just me giving you, because me looking at, again, I'm looking at things that saying, like on the very first one, it says that I saw something here that said that it was done. Yeah, it says this procedure has already been processed on a prior claim, and it's a duplicate of another procedure of this claim, right? So it's looking like they filed this claim underneath the AARP part of it, and then the other plan that you have as well, which it is going to kick back, right? So whichever one that they filed first, and if Delta Dental went ahead and paid on that one first, is not going to pay on it again because it's with the same company. The insurance is only going to pay one time. But if you had the secondary insurance right with a different company, then those plans will actually work hand in hand. Meaning, however way that company pay, they're going to pay what they pay, and then Delta Dental will pay what they pay. But because they're both underneath Delta Dental is only going to pay once. If that makes sense, does that make sense now,
Latasha? So.
Mm-hmm.
Stop with the BS. And here's the question. It says, has a limitation of once in a two-year period. So the question is, what date did you pay in the past 2 years? What's the date that you provided the service in the last 2 years? Provide me with
Okay, absolutely. Hold on. Let me look at the exact one that you're looking at, and I can absolutely look at the treatment history. Give me a second.
It's the very first one on the list, D4341.
And this is for the upper left. Okay, so treatment history, 4341. Okay. Upper left quad, let me write them down because I'm looking at periodontal scaling and root planning. 43, 41.
You've got it. I'd like to. You've got it handy. If you don't have it,
it's all right. Well, I have to go through. I'm looking through the history because I see something, and I'm matching them up to make sure it's with the right one. So I say a 43, 41. On 110-2023, that was for the lower right. I said 43-41 on 11-16-24 and 18-21. That's for upper right. Then I see a 43-41 on 1-11-2023. And that's sent as upper left. All right, so, and go back to your claim so we can make sure I match up with that one because this is from Data Service 116. Okay, so it's saying a 43-41 for the upper left was done on 1-11-2023.
All right, so hold on now.
So that means...
Hold on. I want you to slow down so I can write it down. Upper left was done when?
January 11th, 2023.
The 1-11 of 23. Upper left.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next one?
And then you had on January 10th, 2023, you had lower right where that 43-41 was done.
Lower right, 1-10 of 23. Go ahead.
Okay. And then, let's see here. And those are the two that looks like they denied the upper left, 43-41.
All right, so bear with me.
They denied.
Now. Wait a minute now. Upper.
The lower right.
Upper right, you said?
They got a denial code on the upper left.
Upper left was, and what was the date?
The date on that one was they did it originally, the first time was 1-11-2023. So that's the upper left.
1-11-23, and that was denied, is that right?
Because so the one when they did it on, when they sent in this one on the 16th of this year, that's where the denial code came in and saying that it was done within a 2 year frequency, meaning it was only a year ago that you had that done and you shouldn't be doing that one right now.
All right, so I've got 1-11-23 was denied. Is that right?
The code is the 43-41 for the UL. Meaning the upper left, and then when we're speaking on quads, you got four quads in your mouth. So the upper left, your treatment history states that you had it done a year ago, January 11, 2023, and then they just did it again on the 16th of this year.
All right, so again, you're going too fast for me. 1-11-23 was denied. Is that right?
It was paid then. It was denied this time for on the 16th. So meaning Delta Dental paid for it a year ago on 1/11/2023.
So
Delta Dental denied it.
It was denied now, but Delta Dental paid for it on the 1/11/23 was paid for on 1/11/23?
That's correct.
All right. So far, what you've told me is upper left, 1/11/23 was paid for, lower right, 1/10/23, Delta Dental paid for, and upper left.
That's correct.
1/11/23, Delta Dental paid for. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. I'm looking at, hold on, let me look at something because it got a lower, it looks like it kicked back a denial code off the 4341 lower left. So let me check the treatment, let me look at the treatment history on your lower left. Give me a second. Yep, that one was on the lower left, was also done on the 1/11/2023. All right. So essentially, it looks like three different quads.
Wait a minute. Tell me about lower left. What do you have to say about lower left?
Your lower left quad was also the periodontal scaling cleaning was also done on January 11, 2023. So essentially, again, you have three quads of your mouth that these procedures was done a year ago.
All right, so wait a minute.
Between
now.
The 10th and the 11th.
Stop. I want you to stop because what I've written down is I've written down lower left, 1/11/23. I've written down upper left, 1/11/23. And I've written down lower right, 1/10/23. But I've written down upper left twice, and I've written down. I've not written down upper. I've written down upper left twice, but not upper right at all. So you're not making sense to me now. So there's four.
Upper right was paid for. Mm-hmm. Upper right was paid for off of this one. It was paid. So your that means that a year ago, upper right was not done. So the Delta Dental paid for it this time around on the 16th.
All right. So upper right, what I believe happened is upper right was done and it was submitted and Delta Dental denied payment is what happened.
Oh, last year?
That's what I believe happened.
Excuse me.
And that's why Delta Dental paid for it now, is because they denied it the last time, probably on the 11th. It was submitted for payment, and Delta Dental denied it. And that's why you didn't tell me about it.
Let me see.
It's not that they didn't submit it. It's that they did submit it, and Delta Dental said, nope, denied. I don't know why they denied it. There's no explanation that I can see. And that's
so I'm not seeing it in your treatment history, but give me a second.
All right. And it really doesn't matter. That's the reason that it's being paid for here. Is because on the 23rd, it was denied, and that's why it's being paid for here. That's what I believe is going on. And so what's going on here? What's going on here is you're the expert you're the one that's supposed to be explaining this to me instead of the other way around. And so, you know, a couple of years ago, I was a patient, a customer at Kaiser Permanente. And one question that I kept asking myself all the time at Kaiser Permanente was, why is it my job to fix this? And that's a question I'm asking myself right now, is why is it my job to fix this? Why is it my job to be explaining this to you?
I'm sorry, what exactly are you explaining to me? I do apologize.
I'm explaining to you that the upper right on 111 of 23 was submitted, and the claim for the upper right was denied by AARP Dental Insurance for some reason. I don't know why, but it was denied. And the reason it was paid for this time is because it was denied on 111 of 23, a year ago.
Okay, and I just pulled that claim, and you are correct. It was denied, and it was denied for the same reason. It said for the limitation of your two-year period underneath that one at that time. Apparently, you had it done, and I could check the treatment history on it again, but you had it done, and it said that the enrollee program has a limitation of once in a two-year period for this service. This service has already been provided within the frequency period. Therefore, a new service cannot be benefited. And that was on January 10th, 2023.
January of 23 is when it was denied.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been provided sometime within the two-year period. Yeah.
And it looks like that, to match it up with the treatment history, it looks like that one was performed on August the 10th of 2021. So it had just fell short of the 2 year because it wouldn't have been eligible until after August 10th of 2023.
All right. What was the date that it was provided? January what?
January 10th of 2023.
No.
I'm sorry, January. The date that it was denied, it was denied last year, which was January 10th of 2023, and it was previously done August the 10th, 2021.
That was the date that it was originally provided, August of 21?
Mm-hmm.
August of 21.
August of 21.
All right. Originally. So that's actually useful information. It took quite a while for me to dig that out of you, but that's useful information. So accepted fee $175, and it looks like what Delta Dental is saying is that they're willing to pay $87.50, which I guess is half of the $175.
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
And something that would be really wonderful for me to have would be a copy of something that says Delta pays half and I pay half.
Let me see something. Because you should have received your certificate of coverage when you first signed up for the plan. They sent out the welcome kit that gives you the breakdown of your policy.
This is more things that sound good but really are BS. They haven't sent me anything like that. Well, there's a tape recording that comes on at the beginning of the phone call that says that there's things that are supposed to be sent out but are delayed by something like 4 weeks because of what they call an operational issue. And I strongly suspect that what that really means is that I'm never going to get anything in the mail, is what I suspect.
I'm downloading your certificate of coverage as we speak, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to email that to you if that's okay.
All right. Do you think it's going to say somewhere in there that I pay 50% and the dentist pays 50% in there somewhere, that I can find that somewhere and print it? Do you think it will?
Bear with me one moment. I can tell you exactly. Give me a second. I'm going to actually look at your, it says payment for services, Delta Dental, page 14.
I'm thinking what I may want to do is actually send a letter to the dentist's office, and if there's like a page somewhere that I can make a copy of and just attach that to the letter, that might be a handy thing for me to do.
Me to pay over dental benefits receptions. Okay. Let's see. Payment for services. Reduce out of pocket. That's what they're calculating. Share. Submit it. Example. Dental dental pays 80% of PPO max allowed. 64. Patient pays 16.
Benefit summary chart. Yes, absolutely. So yeah, I am actually getting ready to email you over your certificate of coverage. It does have a section in it that actually gives you your benefit summary chart breakdown. And of course, this is based off of if you're seeing a contracted PPO provider, is how they tell you how Delta Dental pays. And it gives you the procedures, like based off what it is. If it's a diagnosis and preventive, it says it pays, Delta Dental pays 100%. It tells and it says that Patient pays zero. If it's periodontal maintenance cleanings, based off of your plan A, if that's the plan that you're on, Delta Dental will pay 80%, patient will pay 20%, and so on and so forth, depending on what it is, the type of services that you're getting. So it does give a breakdown.
It's based on a chart, isn't it?
It is a chart, mm-hmm. And it gives it off of both plan A and plan B. So depending on, I could tell you what plan you have, bear with me.
Just go ahead and send it to me.
Absolutely.
I'm waiting for you to tell me you're ready for my next question. I don't want to hurry you, but I've got my next question ready.
Absolutely. All right. Bear with me one moment. I'm almost sending the email.
All right. That's fine. Like I said, I don't want to rush you. When you're ready.
Okay. All right, and I've sent that email over with including your certificate of coverage. It's coming from lwalker3@delta.org. And I am ready for your next question.
It's coming from L. Walker, you say?
Yes, sir. lwalker3@delta.org.
Yeah, okay. So if I were just to take a wild guess at what your last name might be, Walker might be a good guess.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Very good. But we'll just pretend like your last name's a secret, though, okay?
Yes, sir. You're fine.
Okay. So my next question is, and I think I'm going to make this my last question. It falls under the heading of one that's kind of important to me in the overall scheme of things. It's really not very important. I'm sure it's not going to be important to you. I strongly suspect that you're not really going to do anything about it, but maybe you will. It's the very last item on the list of the things on this, whatever you call it here. It's the local anesthesia not in conjunction with operative or surgical procedures. Can you look at it with me? Can you see what I'm looking at? It's D9210?
Mm-hmm. I am. I'm looking there with it. Mm-hmm.
All right. And this, again, this falls under the heading of something that's important to me that I'm sure is not going to matter to anybody else. I guess, if you don't mind, I want to, I guess, go back up to the very top for just a minute where it says your dentist, and it's got Casahol Tabuplor, or however you say that. And it's one of the questions I had about this because I asked my dentist about this, Kaz, And she was not even in the office the day that this treatment was done. This treatment was done by a hygienist whose name was Casey, I think was her name. And I wonder how much Kaz really was involved in this. This is something you probably don't know very much about. I do intend to ask Kaz about this when she puts the crown on, whether she wants to be my dentist or not, whether she's responsible for all the work that was done here or not. And in particular, how much responsibility she has for this anesthesia. This really was just some goop they put on my gums, is what this was, is. They charged me $35 for it. They said the amount covered by insurance was zero, and they wanted me to pay $35 for it, which I did. And I just thought to myself, this really is a kick in the teeth. It's as if they're going to say, you know, we're going to drill a tooth for a cavity, and we're going to give you a shot of Novocaine so that you don't feel the pain. And oh, by the way, your insurance is not going to cover the shot of Novocaine, and we're going to charge you $35 for it. And what do you think? Are you going to pay the $35, or are you going to just be in pain? Those are your two choices. What do you think? $35 or pain? And I thought, what the heck is going on here? Why is my insurance company not going to cover the cost of the pain relief? And why does it cost $35? I picked up a prescription for 90 pills that were opioid, high-powered painkillers. And the cost to me was, I think, $9 for 90 pills, high-powered painkillers. Why would it cost $35 for goop that gets smeared on my gums for a one-time visit to my dentist? Why would I not just take a couple of those pills and say, the heck with this? What is going on here? What does... Is there any kind of method?
Essentially, they was not supposed to charge you, and this is why why it kicked back, and it doesn't have it where you're supposed to be charged for it or the insurance, is because it's included in with the complete service of your periodontal scaling and root planning that they did. So they're not supposed to be charging you additional money for this procedure on the 9210. That's why I kicked back and it said, and then it also brings up, it says, please refer to the section 4 of the dentist handbook, because that is in the dentist handbook guidelines. It's included with that procedure that they did. It's a completed service. It's not a broken down.
4 of the dentist handbook. So do I have a dentist handbook?
No, you don't, but they do. That's what I'm saying. They know that they was not supposed to charge you for that.
And the accepted fee is $23. So they not only did they were they not supposed to charge me, but if they did, they overcharged me at that. And so
exactly.
And so what's the penalty? What's the fine for Who do I complain to? Well, you know.
Essentially, the first thing we always refer the members to do when something like this takes place is, because by now they will also have this this claim eligibility to coverage breakdown as well. So we recommend the members. The dentist office, they will have this as well now, even though, honestly, there's ways for them to look it up prior to them charging you, they can actually look up this stuff too in their provider's portal, and it would give them, it would tell them what they can and cannot charge. And so we always recommend, if they will handle it up front first.
Stop for a minute. Remember a few minutes ago I told you when I was at Kaiser Permanente, I kept asking myself, why is it my job to fix this? I'm asking myself that question again. Why is it my job to fix this? I don't care about that.
Right. So what I'm stating to you is, because it's just like with anything, we always say try to give them the option to be able to fix that issue, to fix it on their side first. I mean, I could absolutely say, well, at this point in time, we could do a grievance, right? And I can see if it's one that we can, I can see if your state is one that we can actually do it over the phone. If not, then it would be considered as a written grievance. And then once you do the paperwork on the written grievance, Delta Dental will advocate on your partner and end up making sure you get your money back for that procedure, right? But sometimes we always recommend to see if they will handle it without having to go through the grievance. As it could have been just a minor, it could have been an error of whoever whoever filed the claim. It could have just been an error of the person who checked you out. They didn't know, you know.
Take on their part, you think. They didn't know any better. That must be it.
Right. I'm saying that's what we would like to assume first. Like give them a chance to try to correct it. You know, now that they got the information, oh, okay, yeah, this kickback, and it said that we wasn't supposed to charge them because it was included in with the price of what we already charged. You know, we would like to think and assume that they, you know, that they made an error, and they would like to try to correct that error.
All right. And so so if we go back up to the part where there was one quadrant where there was, what was it, accepted fee was $175, and Delta paid half and I pay half, so there was a 50% refund for the part that turns out, lo and behold, got denied when it was billed a year ago. And so presumably the part that got refunded, that should show up as a refund to me because the dentist is not going to have to pay for that part. Because one of the four quadrants, they're not going to have to pay for, because lo and behold, I am covered because I'm not.
That's correct.
I'm not subject to that 2-year baloney because it was denied. Subject to the 2-year baloney for 3 of the 4 quadrants, but not for 1 of them. And so maybe I paid them $600-something, but maybe I'll get $35 of that back, and maybe I'll get half of $175 back, and maybe some of this other stuff. You know, it says that they're not supposed to charge it because it's supposed to be included in the cost of the overall procedure. And, you know, who knows what they're going to say about that. I don't think they're going to give me any relief on that part at all. And the $35 that they charged me on the cost of the crown was all BS. And my position on that is, you know, I'm a college graduate, I'm a CPA, and in general, I'm willing to listen to any kind of reasonable explanation But if you can't explain it to me in a way that I can understand, then as far as I'm concerned, it's BS. And so far, all I've heard is BS on the $35 charge. When I came in on the first day and you gave me an estimate, your estimate was my copay was going to be zero. You did not ask for a pre-authorization. And as far as I'm concerned, you should have. If you want to ask for a pre-authorization now, that would be my preference. And if you want to refuse to ask for a pre-authorization now, then that would be fine. I've asked for a pre-authorization, and the insurance company has told me that I can't, that only the dentist can ask for a pre-authorization. Does that sound right to you?
That is correct, because so the pre-authorization is essentially, it's a claim without a service date.
You're giving me a long-winded explanation. All we need to do is just say yes. Only the dentist can ask for a pre-authorization. I've asked for one, and I was told no, I can't. Only the dentist can. And so the dentist did not ask for a pre-authorization. Only the dentist knows why they didn't. And as far as I'm concerned, they should have. They didn't. I would like for them to ask for one now. And if they choose not to, that's their choice. But I can't get an explanation that makes any sense to me on why in the world they charged me $53 or $35 or whatever it was 11 days after they told me that my copay was going to be zero. If you can provide me with an explanation for what the heck changed 11 days later, I'm open to whatever explanation that you might want to provide. If you can provide me with one now, I'm open to whatever explanation you want to provide. The dentist's office seemed to think
unfortunately,
it was yours, that it was something that AP Dental did. And if you want to say unfortunately and then some kind of BS, I don't care. I'm not interested. I don't think you've got an explanation, and that's my position, and fine. Okay. Whatever.
Unfortunately, I do not have an explanation to tell you as to why the dentist's office charged you 11 days after they told you another price. I wouldn't be able to speak on behalf of the dentist's office that I don't work for.
That's all you need to say. That's all you need to say. So we'll just leave it at that. And so we've looked at this statement here. There's obviously some discrepancies in what your statement says and what the dentist's office has done. And you're wanting to give them the benefit of the doubt. And I guess I am too. But at least with what they've done so far and what your statement says, at least with what they've done so far, at least some of what they've done in question. Now, there's no question that what they've charged me so far is way less than what your statement says my portion is so far. They've charged me way less than what your statement says my portion is. So in that sense, they've done okay. But there's very much some questionable things about what they've done so far. And so it remains to be seen how all this is going to work out. And I wish there was some button I could push here that just says print out what I'm looking at. Is there a button that you know of that I could push to print this claim? I see.
Honestly, I'm not totally sure because you could try Control P to see if it would print. That's the shorthand for printing, and then it might give you the option to print.
Let's see. Yeah, sure enough, let's see what happens. Something's coming out.
Well, it's 12:30 here. I needed to eat lunch an hour ago. I'm going to try and print these and then go eat. I appreciate you being patient with me. I appreciate you trying to email me. I'm going to do the best I can with what I've got here. I think you kind of get the idea that there's a kind of a high level of frustration on my part with the billing and the documentation. And I appreciate that you've done way better than what I've experienced from nearly everyone I've spoken with so far. And so I thank you for that. All right. Thanks for being patient with me.
You're so very welcome. And have I answered all your questions to the best of my ability today?
You tell me. If you think you have,
I hope that I answered all of them to the best of my ability. I'm not saying satisfactory, but to the best of my ability, I will hope that I have.
Your ability. There you go. So, yeah, thanks for doing that. All right. Bye now.
You're welcome. Thank you again for being a valuable member of AARP Delta Dental. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too. Bye now.
Bye.